Welcome to Torah from JTS, a weekly commentary from the Jewish Theological Seminary.
This is Rabbi Dr. David Moster with a commentary for Parshat Re'eh. The meaning of repetition. When it comes to reading the Tanakh, much is lost in translation, so even a bit of knowledge of biblical Hebrew can go a long way. Here is one grammatical insight into this week's Parsha, Parshat Re'eh. According to Deuteronomy 14:22, Israelite farmers must tithe the produce of their field shana shana, which at first glance means year, year. Later in the Parsha, Deuteronomy 15:20, we are told that firstborn animals shall be eaten at God's chosen place, shana vishana, which apparently means a year in a year. What does the repetition in these two verses mean? In biblical Hebrew, repetition conveys a sense of plurality, often translated as every, each, or any. Joseph resisted the sexual advances of Potiphar's wife, yom yom, day day, every day. Samson awoke from his sleep thinking he would again break free from Delilah, as he had done kifa'am bifa'am, a time in a time, each time. We are told that ish ish, man man, any man who curses his parents shall be put to death. Returning to our Parsha, what do the phrases shana shana and shana vishana convey? They mean the Israelites were supposed to visit God's place every year. This phrase has a similar meaning to Lador Dor in Exodus 3:15, in which God reveals his name to Moses for every generation. As the years and generations pass, God is still waiting to be served. If we look closely, sometimes we find syllables repeating themselves within a single word. This has a slightly different nuance. Instead of meaning every, each, or any, this type of repetition occurs when a great plurality is to be imagined. The tal talim, locks of hair, in Song of Songs 5:11, convey a full head of hair with bountiful locks. A kal kalot, twisted in Judges 5:6, suggests a road with frequent turns. Af apai, my eyelids, in Psalm 132:4, connotes blinking repeatedly. The name Dar Dar, thistle, of Genesis 3:18, warns of its many thorns. And the Gal Gilav, chariot wheels, in Isaiah 5:28, implies spinning round and round. With this knowledge, we can better understand a noun in the second half of the Parsha, Deuteronomy 14:9. Et ze tochalu mikol asher b'mayim kol asher lo sampir v'kas keset tochalu. This you shall eat from everything in the water. Everything that has fins and scales you shall eat. Whereas the plurality of shana shana means every year, the repetition of kas kas in kas keset scales conveys the hundreds, if not thousands, of individual scales on each fish. The repetitive form suggests abundance. Looking beyond the Parsha, repetition can be found in some of the most well-known verses in the Tanakh. For example, the angels surrounding God are described in Isaiah as follows. V'kara zeh el zeh v'yamar, kadosh, 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 Adonai tzivaot, Melo chola aretz kivodo. And each one called to another, kadosh, 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 is the Lord of hosts. His honor fills the entire world. Isaiah 6:3. What does kadosh, kadosh, kadosh mean? Most translations have something like holy, holy, holy. But our approach adds a new meaning to the repetition, rendering it holy in every way, or infinitely holy. This happens to be the understanding of the Targum Pseudo-Jonathan, which adds that God is holy in the heavens, holy on the earth, and holy for all eternity. God is holy in every conceivable way. In next week's Parsha, we read that judges must be fair and righteous. Tzedek tzedek tirdof, leman tichyeh v'yarashta et haaretz Asher Adonai Elohecha Noten Lach. Pursue tzedek tzedek, so that you may live and possess the land which the Lord your God is giving you. Deuteronomy 16:20. What does tzedek tzedek mean? Some translations have justice justice, but our approach suggests every type of justice. Justice for the rich and the poor. Justice for your friend and your foe. As it turns out, this is the approach of the King James Bible, which translates tzedek tzedek as that which is altogether just. The way to say altogether in biblical Hebrew is to repeat. Repetition is so uncommon in the English language, it is even underlined in red in Microsoft Word. This is not the case in biblical Hebrew. As we have seen, some of the most familiar and influential verses contain repetition, and our approach can be applied to each and every one. All you have to do is repeat, repeat.
If you enjoyed this program, please rate and review it on Apple Podcasts, and discover JTS's other series by visiting jtsa.edu/podcasts. To learn with JTS faculty in live online classes, visit jtsa.edu/online. And you can get in touch with us by emailing onlinelearning@jtsa.edu. Thanks for listening.